It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback to take us back on a Tuesday to the year
1980,
and it is International Violin Day.
Aww.
And certainly country music has its fair share of fiddle songs. I mean, if you're going to play in this state, you better have one, right?
That's a thing.
But for this one, let's do a little Johnny Lee.
Cherokee fiddle's gone forever.
One of those songs that if you're around in the early 80s, you knew this song, but you may not have known why you knew this song. It was because it was on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it was one of those. Got played a lot. Was not released. Johnny Lee recorded it in 1979. Came out in 80 on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. One of the few songs that Johnny had already recorded before the soundtrack came along. The rest kind of came out of a box of cassettes he'd accumulated, like Looking for Love. That's where that one came from. It was written by Michael Martin Murphy.
Oh.
Good friend of Hank FM. And it was on the soundtrack of Urban Cowboy, but never released as a single by Johnny Lee. But with the success of the movie in October of 82, he decided to put it out on the charts. And it was a top tenner, reaching number 10 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. That remix, by the way, that he did in 1982, features backing vocals from Michael Martin Murphy on that, and actually fiddle by the great Charlie Daniels, best to arguably ever do it. Now, Michael Martin Murphy wrote the song, and he had his own version in 77.
Orange Blossom Special. If you want to make a living, then you got to put on a good show.
It was one of his very first appearances on the chart, 1977, and it only traveled up to 58 on the chart. So it didn't do that great. But the song, Cherokee Fiddle, and this story of a talented but perhaps, I don't know, eccentric fiddle player named, it was actually based on a real guy named Scooter, who was of Choctaw and Irish descent. His real name was Dean Kirk. He was a bit of a prodigy, had been playing violin and fiddle since he was a little kid, and he played it his entire life. And there's a decent chance, if you were ever in Silverton, Colorado, Durango, Silverton, and that famous train that travels through there, you probably met him, or at least heard him play, too. And that's how Michael Martin Murphy and his kiddo met him. They were on that famed train ride on a little vacation, and they saw this fiddle player who was playing behind his legs, behind his head, over his back, everything. Michael Martin Murphy described him as an acrobat. Said my little kiddo Ryan couldn't stop talking about him long after the trip was over, so I wrote a song about old Scooter. So in honor of Violin Day, let's do some fiddling. Johnny Lee, Cherokee Fiddle. It's a flashback on Hank.